The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
The Mind Aware, 602.
How would you like an easy way to reinforce your mantras? If so, then why not make your password your mantra? Get Dana's list of 100 mantra passwords for free at danawild.com/mantrapassword. This is a list of 100 secure mantra passwords in the categories of wealth, love, travel, and fitness. Get 100 mantra passwords for free at danawild.com/mantrapassword. Imagine how many times a day you type your password. What better way to reinforce your mantra? Get your free list of 100 mantra passwords at danawild.com/mantrapassword.
Well, it starts with you feeling good.
So excited to have 15 to 30 minutes of just pure fun right now. This is going to be good.
Yay! I love that. Oh, that sounds nice. I'd like that. I'll go get that for myself right now.
Be perfect every minute of every day. Never have another drop of sugar. Because I think if you say that to people, everybody's going to freak out.
Hi, Dana. It's great to see you. I mean, not see you, but be with you today.
What I found to be the secret.
Who doesn't want to be great? I love it.
You know, when you are clear, what you choose to show up in your life will, and only to the extent that you're clear.
That's the amazing capacity of the human mind.
Hello, hello, Dana Wild here, and welcome to the show. And I'm so happy we get to hang out here right now. And I want to thank you for subscribing. You know, it makes a huge difference when you tell iTunes or you tell whichever provider you're going through that you want to subscribe to the show rather than just listen. And I just appreciate so much that you're doing that in droves. It's really helping us on iTunes, and you rock. That's all I got to say about that. So how do you accomplish a really big goal? You know, one of those goals that make you a little weak in the knees and make your stomach do a little bit of flip-flops, and you think, oh my gosh, I don't know if I can do this. You're not feeling like you're in your knowing, right? We had somebody write in, and their company, I'm assuming it's a direct sales company, let's say, their company announced an opportunity to earn a really huge bonus. And this person is filled with both excitement and fear, of course, and knows it's possible, but doesn't know how to do it. And so really just wants to know, like, what can I do to accomplish this from a brain training standpoint? And so I've got three really good pieces for you on how to make this happen. And I know you're going to love this. So the first one is, you must find a way to get into the emotional state where you let go of the outcome. So here's what I mean by that. When you've got a really big goal, or you're thinking of something big that almost kind of borderlines on fear, there's sometimes that little negative self-talk in the background where it's like, oh, I don't know if I can do this, and I really want this, and I really want this, but I don't know if I can do it, but I really want it. No, it would be so great. It would mean so much to my family, but I don't know if I can do it, but I really want it. And it's that stress dialogue, it's that unsureness, that's the very thing that's not allowing you to use your best brain to get what you want. So let's revisit a couple of quick points about the brain. So the first one is that the brain does not know the difference between what's real and what's imagined. So when you are having a dialogue of uncertainty, your brain thinks it's really happening. And likewise, as you might remember, because I only mention it like every show, there's a part of the brain called the reticular activating system. That's the little matchmaker that lives in the head. And that little matchmaker matches up a result that feels like uncertainty, and you are not using your best brain. You're not getting the creative ideas. You're not opening all those creative pathways. So you're not accessing the best opportunities. You're not seeing opportunities that are coming on board. And so always our quote unquote job as marketers or as business people or as entrepreneurs is to get ourselves to as close to that feeling of knowing as possible, where we can just let go of the outcome. Since we're dealing with somebody who's in direct sales here, let's talk a little bit of an analogy of somebody who is climbing the ranks in direct sales. So often in direct sales, you get bonuses for when you sponsor people. And sometimes there's a level like, oh, I'm now a manager because I've sponsored 5 people, or I'm a executive manager because I've sponsored 10. Or I'm at the top level because I've sponsored 15. And when you are new in the company or you've just sponsored one person and you're looking at sponsoring 15 people, it feels like, oh my gosh, that's so far away. I don't know if I can do it. This could be hard. It could be easy. I'm not sure. Will people sign up? I don't know. Like all this uncertainty. But when you've sponsored 14 people, you pretty much know you're going to get number 15. So you're in knowing. It's the next logical step in your business. You know, like, okay, you're not even thinking of that as a goal. It's not even a goal anymore. Now you're thinking past that level. And so when you're looking at big goals like this, if they don't feel like the next logical step, if it doesn't feel like, oh yeah, this is like the most likely thing to happen in my business, it's that feeling of uncertainty that's the issue. And so point number one here in letting go of the outcome, you have got to find a way to soothe yourself where it feels like this is just normal. Like a list of all the reasons why you're, of course, qualified for this. And this is going to be the next logical step. So you can start to say things to yourself like, this opportunity was designed for me and it came at just the right time. One of the things this person says is that they had a big expense recently. And so it's almost like this came just so that it could cover that expense. And I know what I need to do. And I have enough experience now that I'm comfortable with my business. And if you don't have experience, then say things like, I've still got that new enthusiasm and I'm going to ride on that enthusiasm. And brain training is going to carry me most of the way there. And I love that this was meant to be, this came up for me just so that I could win this bonus or earn this bonus, I guess, as the case may be. So start to say the things that help you realize that your whole life has led to this point. All of the skills I've need, I've gotten in past jobs that I've done. Here's the list of reasons why people like to work with me. Here's the list of reasons why this is easy. I have all of these personality qualities that make me qualified for this bonus. I love that I'm going to do this the feel-good way. I love that I'm going to do this with brain training. It feels so good to know that I'm on my way. It'll be so fun as I let this unfold and watch this unfold and I train my brain the whole way. So do your best to soothe that talk. Do your best to get into that, like, yeah, this was meant for me. Now, point number two. And I've given this technique to a lot of people, and it works, like, I'm not kidding, like magic. It's crazy how well this method works that I'm going to tell you. Most of the time, people, when they're doing a visualization, they're thinking of something really big that's hard to imagine. Like, I see myself in Hawaii, or I see myself at the Eiffel Tower, or all of these things of places that they've never been, that they can't even imagine. And so they're trying to paint the picture, but it's like, I can't even imagine what that would be like. And so therefore, the visualization kind of loses some steam. What I would like to suggest is instead, visualize something really uber normal. So if you actually earn this bonus, you are going to tell somebody about this bonus. You're going to tell your significant other or your mother or your best friend or your upline in your business. She or he or she will probably know, I guess. But the idea is you are going to have a phone conversation or a video conversation or somehow live, you're going to have this conversation with your partner over the dinner table. Somehow you're going to tell this person. This is a normal thing to imagine, being able to say, guess what? Guess what happened today? I got the last qualifying thing I needed and I got that bonus. Guess what? Or maybe you have a relationship with this person where you're kind of a kidder, and maybe you might say to them like, oh man, I hate to tell you, I didn't get the bonus. Psych, I did get the bonus. Like, how? What would be your normal dialogue that you would have with this person? And then what would they say to you when you said, guess what, I got the bonus? And they might say like, I knew you would. See, look at how worried you were over nothing. I knew you would do it. You'd say, yeah, I know, and thank you for supporting me. And they would say, of course, you're a superstar, right? So what is that conversation that you're going to have? Imagine that. Where will you be sitting? Imagine what the words will be between you. Imagine the good feeling that it'll generate. If you would spend 3 minutes a day doing nothing but imagining that conversation between now and the end of the contest period, that's going to take you almost all the way there. Just that one act. This is the ticket. Your brain doesn't know the difference between what's real and what's imagined. And you, when you are imagining that for 3 minutes a day, that conversation as though it's already done, it's done. Your brain makes it done. Okay? Point three, take intentional action. Intentional action is different from inspired action. Intentional action is the action you take after you've moved yourself to a feel-good place. So when you are thinking of the things to do to accomplish this goal, the actual action steps to take, don't do what everybody else is telling you to do, unless it feels like, oh, that just is good. I want to do that. That sounds like so much fun. I'm doing that. Or as you're doing your daily visualization of imagining that conversation and you're going about your day and then you're walking about your day and you get an idea that feels like, I just got the best idea. Do you know what I'm going to do? Then do that. So this isn't about sitting around and waiting to get a good idea. This is about sifting and sorting through the ideas you get or the things that people tell you or the ideas that you know to be true and know that work, and doing the ones that make you feel like, yes, yes, I'm that, I'm going to do that. That will be so fun. Because the thing that's important to know, and I know that this is really hard to buy into, and I have a challenge with it too. Action is not what's accomplishing this goal. Action's not what accomplishes anything in your business. The action you take doesn't really matter. What really matters is your expectation around the action you take, the expectation you have. And we're going to talk a lot more about that on the next episode. But this is the ticket, is take happy action, take intentional action throughout this time period that you're doing this. And if you keep these three things foremost as you go through this contest period, you're going to have an easy, fun time. You're going to train your brain and let go of the outcome. You're going to find a normal visualization that feels like it's done. Like, this is done. I did it. And you're going to take happy, intentional action all the way. And bam, you are on your way. You're going to totally do it. By the way, if you want like backup in short little videos that are kind of easy to consume to just remind yourself that you're a brain trainer, or if you're new to brain training and you want to say, how does this work? Go to 60secondworkshop.com, 60secondworkshop.com. And in 60 seconds, you will get the synopsis of how this works. If you go through the whole series, it'll take you a total of 8 minutes to do all of the videos that are in that series. But it's totally worth it because really, aren't we ready for this? Like, isn't this the way that we would like to live our lives on a consistent basis, is taking happy action, doing the things that sound fun, visualizing big goals in a way that feels good, accomplishing things in a way that feels good, really relaxing and letting go of the outcome and letting things happen for us. I mean, doesn't that sound like a lot better way to build a business or build big dreams or to get there? It's fun to dream big. It's fun to think. And remember, you know, we're using an example here of somebody who's building a direct sales business, but this could go for, let's say you want to be on the Ellen Show or you want to be on Oprah or I don't know, what would be another equivalent to that? There must be other ones now. I'm glad I didn't say Phil Donahue because I'm almost of the generation where I'm like, what's one of those shows again? Come on. Well, you know, if it's that, do the same thing. What's that conversation you're going to have? Guess what, honey? Oprah called today. I mean, think about as though this is normal for you and the next logical step. You can totally do this. Now, next time on the show, I want to talk a little bit more about this expectation and other things that lead to making sales and making money. We have a listener who wants to get out from behind her computer. She wants to have more engaging conversations and make sales. But her challenge, her struggle, actually results in a really good solution for you. So what do I have to say about that? You'll have to wait till next episode to find out. And in the meantime, you keep those positive mantras and those visualizations and those happy, intentional steps toward your goal going, because you've totally got this, because you are a brain trainer.
Well, I don't know if this is the right analogy, but it's like kind of like being drunk and like you got to get into your house. You know, like, okay, just walk up the walkway, you know, one foot in front of the other.
Holy frijoles, right?
Oh, they'll get my smile later. Later they'll think back, that crazy lady was smiling at me.
You're doing the dishes and he's playing the banjo.
We're talking fresh from your juicer.
Each day is a new life we can create.
And not looking at your smartphone or thinking about your next meeting, but just listening to people.
If you're aware that we own a monkey.
Because we're all about joy here at the Mind Aware, right?